Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Daughters, a shield from the fire of hell. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever is tested by Allah by being granted daughters to look after will enter Jannah due to it. That is, if he fulfills its rights. The virtue of kind treatment to sisters. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever has three daughters or three sisters, or two daughters or two sisters, and he is kind and good to them, and he fears Allah with regards to his responsibilities towards them, he will enter Jannah. Remaining widowed to look after one's children. Sayyidina Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a woman of beauty and social status who lives a difficult life after the loss of her husband and remains a widow for the sake of bringing up her children and caring for them will be as close to me as the two fingers are in paradise. That is the middle and the index finger. Abstaining from a second marriage for the sake of one's children. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will be the first person to open the doors of Jannah. However, I will see a woman running before me. I will say to her, why are you running? Who are you? She will say, I am the woman who refrained from remarrying in order to take care of my orphan children. Looking after a divorced daughter, Sayyidina Suraqa bin Malik radiallahu alayhi wasallam said, should I not inform you of an extremely rewarding form of charity? It is achieved through looking after your daughter that returns to you and has no one else to take care of. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the true understanding. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.